Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on various aspects of India-New Zealand bilateral partnership. The participants are Gitesh Sharma, former ambassador, and Manas Pratim Bhuyan, journalist.
Ambassador Sharma, the New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is currently visiting India. He held wide-ranging talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday, covering almost all the aspects of India-New Zealand relationship. The talks were very positive, and in the talks, both sides decided to ramp up their overall bilateral cooperation in diverse areas. A significant aspect of the discussion between Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Luxon was the decision to upgrade the defense cooperation between the two sides. A defense cooperation agreement was signed following the talks, along with five other agreements. So how do you see the overall trajectory of India-New Zealand relationship following the talks between the two prime minister, and particularly the signing of the defense cooperation agreement and a decision to significantly expand various aspects of the strategic and defense cooperation, including in the Indo-Pacific? How do you see it?
First of all, let me say that this is a landmark visit. Prime Minister Luxon's visit is a landmark visit, and we must celebrate the growing intensity of our relationship. When relationships become intense and multifaceted, defense also becomes an important component. In fact, the inclusion of defense signifies a great degree of trust between countries. You cannot cooperate in defense with every country. So I think that itself, the fact that we signed an agreement, I think is very, very significant. New Zealand and India can complement each other, because although we talk of Indo-Pacific, which is common covers in Indian Ocean and Pacific, but we are primarily based in Indian Ocean region and New Zealand in Pacific. So there is a great deal of possibilities in terms of combining our kind of positioning to cooperate in defense and contribute to regional security. So I think that is what it demonstrates. Of course, there are individual aspects like cooperation between India and New Zealand comes on the back of India's cooperation with other countries in the region as well, or like-minded countries in the region. Then there are certain common threats like smuggling, hostage taking, piracy. These are all, they threaten every country. I think countries like India and New Zealand, if they have decided to cooperate, so it shows a high level of relationship, or a higher level of relationship. So we must make a note of that and congratulate our leaders for that.
Public address, Prime Minister Luxon last evening talked about India's growing role in the Indo-Pacific, and saying that size and geostrategic heft of India is crucial in an increasingly multipolar world. He also argued that might makes the right approach is totally unacceptable in the current context. So how do you see the New Zealand Prime Minister's public comments about India's growing role in Indo-Pacific and his rejection of this approach of might makes the right kind of approach?
I think it really demonstrates kind of a new state of international relations where India and the Pacific countries of the South Pacific, we are comfortable in dealing with each other, and we have similar approaches to regional and international issues. As far as India's own role is concerned, which Prime Minister Luxon has kindly made note of, the fact is that New Zealand, we must go back to history, not very long, but fact is New Zealand was more tied to Western kind of arrangements, and Western ways of thinking were the guiding lights for its foreign policy. But over a period of time, its own demography has changed. It is now, because of change in the way its population is today, they're possibly looking more, and the markets, they're looking more at Asia. And they also have this kind of feeling that country with limited resources, and we can't look at issues beyond our shores all the time. But again, that events have developed in such ways that, and India has emerged as such a country of influence, as the fifth largest economy, and with very impressive achievements, as he has mentioned, space and in defense sector and other kinds of areas, that even a country like New Zealand, which tended to be insular, has taken note of India's rising profile. So that provides the kind of incentive to New Zealand to work with India.
One of the key decisions taken at yesterday's discussions between the two prime ministers was about working towards an agreement to simplify the mobility of skilled workers and address issues related to illegal migration. A significant number of Indians actually every year go to New Zealand for jobs, for higher studies. And migration has been one of the key aspects of India-New Zealand relations. So how do you see this decision to go for a kind of agreement to ensure orderly migration and check illegal immigration?
As you see that you yourself said that to check illegal migration. India is a country which follows international culture of respecting laws and national boundaries, frontiers, and we would like movement of professionals and individuals to take place in orderly way. But if there is a high degree of illegal movement, that affects the legal route. And today you can see that Indian professionals are welcome and wanted in practically every advanced Western country because of the skills they bring, the kind of work culture that they bring, that they settle down easily and you know, in such ways that they don't cause social disharmony. So Indians are more welcome than perhaps professionals or skilled people from elsewhere. So I think if the two governments have come together to work towards curbing illegal and promoting a legal way of movement for professionals, I think that is an excellent kind of development and we should really welcome that.
So the two prime ministers also announced starting negotiations for a mutually beneficial, ambitious free trade agreement to boost two-way trade between India and New Zealand. And Secretary East and the Minister of External Affairs, Mr. Jaideep Majumdar, at a press conference, he said that we hope the FTA will be concluded by end of this year. How do you see the decision? Because it also comes against the backdrop of fears about a global trade war triggered by President Donald Trump's tariff policy. So how do you see the decision by India and New Zealand to start negotiations for a free trade agreement to expand two-way trade?
I think it is a very positive outcome of the visit. And I think New Zealand Prime Minister will certainly go back with a great deal of satisfaction. And India would also be satisfied. In recent period, we have concluded some kind of FTAs, UAE, EFTA, concluded with Australia also. So when New Zealand seen the Australia, neighboring Australia take a march over them and you know, lead over them, I think they have probably also drawn inspiration. Some years back, if we go back to around 2019, India did not join or stayed away from RCEP. There was some disappointment, and when we speak frankly, we should recognize. But when we didn't join RCEP, New Zealand as a country driven by trade, they were definitely disappointed. But having said that, they respected the reasons for India staying away. So that is how friends operate. And today they have sort of built that relationship with India, and India has built that relation with New Zealand, that through a bilateral kind of discussion, we would be able to address each other's concerns and each other's interests. Let's look at it positively, that there may be areas of interest on both sides. So through direct negotiations now, this free trade agreement should move forward swiftly. So I think it's something which is really commendable.
In his media statement, Prime Minister Modi on the FTA said mutual cooperation and investment shall be encouraged in the fields such as dairy, food processing and pharma. He also said that we have given priority to mutual cooperation in the areas of renewable energy and critical minerals. How do you see these kind of pathways?
New Zealand, Prime Minister Modi has spoken, taking into account the specific situation with regard to New Zealand. When we talk of dairy and agriculture, for instance, New Zealand sees these sectors as very strong, and you know, its ability to export to other markets, something that it would like to tap. So Prime Minister Modi has recognized the New Zealand interest in this. We also know that New Zealand has stayed away, for instance, from nuclear energy, for instance, you know, in the Pacific region. There is a you know great deal of concern about these kinds of energy. They look for clean energy, and given that their levels of industrialization may be much less than India in certain ways, so they would probably like to focus on renewable energy. Pacific island countries also, I think they're also victims of climate change. Not that we are not also. So I think that is another matter of concern. So I think overall, I think cooperation in these areas, clean energy, renewable energy, dairy and agriculture sector, if it is managed in a mutually beneficial manner, we have a lot to contribute to each other's development. So I think that should be welcome.
In his discussion with Prime Minister Mr. Lakshin. Prime Minister Modi also raised the issue of certain anti-India elements operating from New Zealand's soil. Yeah. And the Indian side hoped that New Zealand government will take action against these elements. Let's listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on India's expectations from New Zealand to check anti-India activities from New Zealand's soil.
Atankwadi, Algaavwadi aur Kattarpanthi tatvon ke khilaf hum milkar sahyog karte rahenge. Is sandarbh mein New Zealand mein kuch gair kanuni tatvon dwara Bharat virodhi gatividhiyon ko lekar humne apni chinta saajha ki. Hame vishwas hai ki in sabhi gair kanuni tatvon ke khilaf हमें न्यूजीलैंड सरकार का सहयोग आगे भी मिलता रहेगा.
So, do you expect New Zealand to just take action? How do you see it?
By and large, one can say that the Indian diaspora, I believe, is around 6% of New Zealand's population. Their contribution to New Zealand's growth and their multicultural life, that is appreciated. And there is, of course, that element, there are some elements for various reasons. They have struck another kind of note. Now, as friends with a high degree of understanding on important issues, we can afford to be free and frank. So I think it is very important that we didn't hide our concerns, or we pushed it under the table, or we sort of face-to-face we conveyed our concerns. And New Zealand would definitely have taken note of that. And, you know, they have had their own experience, the Christchurch shooting in 2019. So they are also now, they see themselves as potential victims of terror. So I think there is that common understanding that terrorism should be dealt with firmly. And taking that broad objective, these kind of issues can be dealt with through friendly dialogue.
So overall, in fact, what are the key aspects of Prime Minister Lakshin's visit to India, according to you? I mean, what are the stepping stones to push the relationship to a new level?
Well, recently we played cricket. So at the people-to-people level, that kind of India-New Zealand, we've always been, you know, on a cricket field or a sports field in hockey. We know each other. Right. But a lot of effort has gone in the recent period to build on that. It's one thing to see each other as nice people, but we have to put some substance into the relationship. And a lot of hard work, which I hope people will recognize, that that a lot of hard work has gone in. Our own external affairs, Mr. Jaishankar, you know, he visited in 2022, and then their Deputy Prime Minister Vincent Peters came in. Our President, Honorable President, went in last year. So these big things have been happening, and now to come and their Prime Minister Christopher Luxon being made the chief guest at Raisana Dialogue. Look, there's so many countries, and who has been chosen? I mean, this time it's the Prime Minister of New Zealand, and a lot of thinking goes into that. So it's obviously that the moment has come for, you know, India-New Zealand relationship to thrive.
Ambassador Sharma, thank you so very much for giving a detailed perspective on India's relationship with New Zealand, and particularly the decisions that were arrived at following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister Christopher Lakshin in New Delhi yesterday. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on various aspects of India-New Zealand bilateral partnership. The participants were Gitesh Sharma, former ambassador, and Manas Pratim Bhuyan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940444.
Spotlight.